The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Back to what Black was talking about. I wasn't trying to be evasive. When I think about it, I just tried it during the break again. I tried to make my mind go to who's the best coach now in the Big Ten, and I couldn't do it. I don't have one. Now, it doesn't mean there aren't good coaches, but there's not clearly a one-slot guy. Urban Meyer is gone. Who do you hand it to? He's owned the league. Who do you hand it to? Who do you say right now is the best coach in the Big Ten? I can go league by league and pick out your best coach. It's pretty easy. It's not easy in the Big Ten right now. I don't think that is clearly established. So when I didn't answer the question, it's because I don't have an answer. I can't tell you who it is. I can list a whole bunch of good coaches. But if you're saying, give me the top head coach in that league, that's very, very subjective. It's not clear cut. SEC, it's easy. It's Nick Saban. ACC, it's easy. It's Dabo Swinney. Big Ten, it's not easy. Big 12 right now. Now, it's a really small number of years, but Lincoln Riley's on top right now. Pac-12, when you go out there, it's Chris Peterson. I can name other good coaches out there too, but right now you got to give it to him. I mean, you can most leagues you can point that out. You cannot do that in the Big Ten right now. There's a lot of good head coaches in that league. You've done a lot of good things, but clearly the top guy, there is nobody that you can label as the top guy right now in the Big Ten. I can throw up a bunch of them and lay out the reasons, but it wouldn't be overwhelming. Rob says, Bill, D'Antonio is the top coach in the Big Ten if you're satisfied with third place most years. Randy says, Bill, Fitzgerald at Northwestern is the best coach. Doesn't get a lot of highly rated recruits, still finds a way to win. I do think it would be interesting if Fitzgerald had the Ohio State job. What would he be able to do? Because the guy's a damn good coach. I agree with you. Yeah, I'm a big now I'm biased there. I'm a big Coach Fitz guy. I am. I'm a big Fitzy guy. Again, Vince points out Harbaugh is 38-14. Hey, did you see the story that Fulmer got banned from football practice up in Tennessee? Now again, that type headline is a little misleading. But again, that's how it read. Fulmer, who's obviously the AD there, goes by practice from time to time. And, of course, he's a football guy, right? And apparently he saw the offensive line working, and he saw something that he didn't like. So he went in there and started coaching. And again, it said he only did this for 30 seconds. That is a violation, an NCAA violation, that I believe they self-reported. Now, they said it was literally only like 30 seconds. But he saw the O-line. Got to remember, Fulmer's infancy is the offensive line. That's where he got his start, at Tennessee. That's what he played. High school in Winchester, college at Tennessee. That's what he did. He was an old lineman. So anyways, he was watching a drill on the old line, which isn't very good at Tennessee. Wasn't busting a grape, I guess. And he went in there and started trying to coach him up a little bit. Briefly, they said. And, again, found out that was a violation. And part of that violation gets you banned for 5 days. So for 5 days, he couldn't go to practice. You cannot have somebody not on your main football staff just walk out there and start coaching. On the field. On the field instruction coaching. You cannot do that. Gator Brandon says, so Bill, you were up there hanging out in the bars in Knoxville? I thought you'd be up there handing out Bibles. No. Reggie White was the one handing out Gideon Bibles. Up on the hill, on Rocky Top, Reggie White. Yeah, he was there when I, a freshman, and I would see him. He was the number one recruit in America, Reggie White, out of Chattanooga. And he would have a box, and it'd be full of those little tiny, like green-covered Gideon Bibles. And he would be handing them out. He'd be standing up on the hill, which is kind of it's where everybody goes for, like, math and science and everything, right up on the hill. And Ayers Hall and all those areas up there. But he'd be up on the hill. Tell you what, walking up that to that area during the winter when it's cold, got to remember, Knoxville's elevated. It's colder there than it is right here in Middle Tennessee, 3 hours to their, we're west. We're 3 hours west of them. And it's cold. I've got two boys up there right now in school, a junior and a sophomore. They like it. They like it up there. I didn't like it. I was up there for 2 years, and I just didn't. I mean, I like the fun stuff. I just didn't enjoy living there for whatever reason. I just didn't. Now, again, I know people from Knoxville who got relocated here, and they like it better up there, so they move back. I mean, everybody's got their own thing, but I just never felt comfortable there. But my two boys, and I got two brothers that went there too, they loved it. My two boys that are there, they like it, but I'll probably have more that end up there. I don't know. Oh, no. Couple other things here on Twitter, at Bill is King on Twitter. Hawkeye Jason says, Kirk Ferentz can't beat Northwestern and Purdue anymore, and Nebraska is closing in fast. He says, the shine with Iowa has always been their defense, which has been underrated the past 20 years, and no one ever courted Norm Parker or Phil Parker away from Iowa City. Yeah, Norm Parker, who passed away a couple of years ago, he was here at Vanderbilt, and I interviewed him many times when he was here, and then ended up there at Iowa with Coach Ferentz. But, yeah, Norm Parker was here. And I wouldn't say I got to know him well, but I did interview him quite a few times. M. Roos says, as you say, Bill, the Coach of the Year award is verboten in Columbus. You know what? Mine ended up being Ryan Day. That's possible, but, I mean, I can't hand it to him. We cannot do that until we see him coach. Now, we've seen him coach, but being the interim guy and being the permanent guy are not equal. It's kind of like we've learned with quarterbacks. Coming in as the backup, playing well, doesn't always mean that once you get the job full-time as yours, as the permanent starter, you're going to play as well. Now, oftentimes that is a predictor, but we've seen that not necessarily work out. Cardale Jones would be a good example of that. Who was the quarterback? I've already forgot his name. You guys are going to have to bail me out this morning again. I've already forgot his name. Gosh, the quarterback at Auburn just a couple of years ago who finally got his chance and failed miserably. Remember, he would come in as the backup. He was a big-name recruit. He was out of Montgomery Carver High School. Montgomery Carver on I-65 when you're driving that direction, right there on the interstate. Gosh, who was that? I can't think of it. I can't think of it because he didn't do anything worthy of remembrance. So anyways, interesting. M. Roo says, Bill, Larry Johnson on the D-line. Well, Larry Johnson's a good coach. Yeah. But head coach, that's a different thing. Now, after Nick Saban, who would you go with in the SEC? Kirby Smart? Who would you go with? After Nick, would it be Kirby Smart? Now, I'll tell you who's got some momentum right now. But everybody's attaboying. Everybody's patting him on the back. Dan Mullen. Dan Mullen did a good job. Where would you put Stoops in all this after what he just did at Kentucky? Do most people believe what Stoops just did at Kentucky is somewhat, now maybe not 10 wins, but somewhat sustainable? Because most people that aren't in Kentucky don't believe it. They acknowledge it was a good year. They acknowledge that Kentucky did a lot better than most anybody thought. But, yeah, Nathan said, yeah, Jeremy Johnson. I could not think of Jeremy Johnson. Because Jeremy Johnson did nothing to make me remember other than play poorly. Yeah, Jeremy Johnson. I mean, that guy had the measurables. He had a good arm. He could run around some. I mean, now he's a 6'4", 6'5 kid. He had length. He had all the God-given ability other than actually performing. At some point, the measurables can only get you so far. Then you got to back the measurables up with performing. He was a abject failure. And I hate to say that. I mean, poor guy. I'm sure he tried his best. But we've seen that. Cardale Jones. Hell, after Cardale Jones won the Natty in 14, one of the bigger debates was, hell, this guy just needs to go pro. He's 6'5", 240, can run like a running back and throw from Columbus to Cincinnati. Heck, he don't need to come back. He needs to turn pro. Good Lord. Came back the next year, couldn't even hang on to the job. Isn't that funny? How does that work like that? That is something. How does that develop that way? Lost his job to JT Barrett, who couldn't take a beach ball, drop it off a pier, and hit water. Tickets at Primo Seats. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. Remember, use the name Bill Iskang in the promo code box. That will get you 5% off. Primo Seats for all your tickets. That includes concerts. So it could be sporting events. It could be concerts. If you know of a ticket need, if you have a ticket need, go to Primo Seats and get the best price. Get a discount on top of that best price. And that's every time you order, not just the first time. If you use the name Bill Iskang in the promo code box, when you go to PrimoSeats.com, every time you order, you get the percentage off. But you got to put the name in the promo code box. PrimoSeats.com. Let's get a break here. Hour number three. I'm the Nashville Hotel.
On I-24 West, a crash at Waldron Road. A wreck on Ellington Parkway just past the Douglas ramp. Other wrecks on Harding at I-65 and I-24. We also have slowness on the I-40 Eastern Split and I-65 north of Trinity. Does your body ache? Discover flotation therapy. Visit floatnashville.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Ranger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection, you name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your BACK. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up Kitty Litter Fabric Softener? Oh, the lemony fresh kind. And French Vanilla Non-Dairy Creamer on your way home from work.
What?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at Geico.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
R&B Dripless Gutters in Dayton is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. For residential or commercial gutter repairs or new installations, give the pros a call today at 423-994-5154. That's 423-994-5154. R&B Dripless Gutters, Dayton's most trusted and respected gutter experts. Wishing you a happy new year. They're people who care. Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck Talk Nashville Predators Hockey. Every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at PredneckNation.com or on Twitter at Predneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio. Every game day morning at 5. Right here on the station for hockey trench warfare, Nashville Sports Radio.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Showers across Music City today, a high of 61. Showers this evening, low 41. Clouds and sun Friday, high 52. Friday night, mostly cloudy. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, The Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Our location tomorrow will be the Southern State, an oyster right around the corner from the Omni. 888-702-5494, Twitter at Bill is King. Major Moves says, hey, Bill, what about the quarterback situation in Morgantown? Do you like it now? I hate to admit this, because I typically know most players. I've been aware of Austin Kendall for a couple of years. I don't know his game that well. That's rare for me to say that. I don't know his game. Now, look, if Neil Brown likes him, that's an endorsement I'll take. I'm very high on your hire there as head coach. I like that hire. I was talking about it before they hired him. So I've got that going for me when talking about Austin Kendall going in there. And he's a quarterback developer. He is very good. So from that angle, I'm more positive than negative. I'll give you that. But I don't know his game. I've not really seen Austin Kendall do anything, and I don't mean that. I just don't recall seeing him play. I mean, when's he going to play? The guy on the depth chart ahead of him won the Heisman. Where does he fit in at? And he obviously was not going to be their quarterback in the future. Butch down in Birmingham says, Bill, has Gus had one of his high school signee quarterbacks be successful? I can't think of any. Now, obviously, Cam Newton in 2010. Now, he wasn't the head coach then, but still. Nick Marshall was a transfer. Remember, he started his career at Georgia. Jarrett Stidham had a pretty good career. Not great, but he was a transfer from junior college. Went to Baylor. Played at Baylor. It's a very good point. I'll say this, though. I think Bo Nix probably will be a pretty good quarterback for him. He's a class of 19 kid. Comes from a famous last name, Auburn last name. Now, is he ready as a freshman? I don't know about that. But I do think that kid's a good prospect. I really do. Yeah, back to talking about coaches. Black brought this up. Black called in and just relentlessly bashed Michigan. I mean, it was brutal. It was curb stomping bad. And I don't take it as far as he does. Have they lived up to expectations? No. Do I have a positive feel for the future as it applies to championships for Michigan? No, I've lost that feeling. I've lost that loving feeling. Can they win 9-10 games randomly? Sure. I think that's the limit right now. I just don't see it. Unless Ohio State comes back to the pack some. And I don't know that that's going to happen. I'll say this, the Big Ten wasn't a very good league before Urban Meyer got there, and they weren't recruiting well as a league either. He brought that league up significantly. The league for now has lost market share due to the absence of Urban Meyer. Now, we'll see. I like the Ryan Day hire. I'm okay with that. I'm good. But for the moment, Ohio State's got to prove with Ryan Day that they're still the king. And I think they're very capable of doing it, okay? I'm not trying to be a doubter here, but we've got to see it. We can project it, but that's not the same as it's done. That's where we're at there. If Ryan Day proves to be not quite what they're used to, that league takes a big hit. Because Ohio State is everything in that league. Has been and is. If they take a step back, it's a bad look. Delaney's trying to get the playoffs expanded, and he loses Urban Meyer. If the Buckeyes aren't worthy anymore, he's got no argument. If it's not Ohio State getting in, who the hell are you putting in right now? You tell me. Nobody from the West. Who else from the East would you put in right now? Michigan, Penn State? I don't think so. Not right now. Now, 2 years ago, was Penn State good enough to get in there? Yes. But that Michigan loss killed them. That was the worst. And they also lost to Pittsburgh that year, remember? And then they beat the Buckeyes and ended up winning the league. But the damage was done. But that was their best team in recent memory, a couple of years ago. But back to the coaches, if you're ranking them, obviously, it's pretty easy. In the ACC and the SEC, it's Dabo Swinney, Nick Saban. That's not even debatable. But who would you go next in line? Who's the next best coach? I would say right now in the ACC, I would say Dino Babers. I wouldn't say it's clearly established, but I would say at the moment, I would probably put him next. Who else would you put? You wouldn't put anybody at Miami or Florida State right now in there. Who else would you list? I would have thought a couple of years ago I would be saying Justin Fuente. I probably can't go there right now. In the SEC, who would you go with next? Kirby Smart? Kirby's getting bashed by a whole lot of people right now, too. Because they laid a big egg in the Sugar Bowl, which again, folks, way too much bloviating about a bowl game. I'm happy for Texas, don't get me wrong, but that's not a Georgia projector. That game didn't mean a damn thing to Georgia. Jimbo, I wouldn't put him next yet, even though he does have a natty. A prior natty. Who would you put next in line after Nick? Mullen? Dan Mullen? You wouldn't put Gus in there right now. Would you put Jeremy Pruitt? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and put Jeremy Pruitt in there. just to see the audience melt down. Yeah, the quarterback at Auburn, it wasn't Sean White, it was Jeremy Johnson. Yeah, I appreciate the bailout, everybody. I needed a bailout on that one. Jeff checking in, not Jeff in Chicago. This is Jeff in Tennessee. Says, I think Bryce Drew is the guy at Vanderbilt, but it's hard to hold on to right now. They are undisciplined, and it reflects right back on Drew. Well, losing Darius Garland is the big thing for Vandy. Vandy had a point guard that was maybe the best point guard in America. That kind of level player. And he blew his knee. So, and basketball, an individual, is a big thing. One absolute stud is a big deal. And more so in that sport than other sports. And Vanderbilt's not the kind of program that can say, hey, next, everybody, we're good. Peter says, look at the Cuse's first three games next year. One, he may cheat and call the hookers, but he sure can coach. That's they got to go to Liberty. How does Syracuse end up at Liberty? If Liberty calls and wants to schedule you, you hold all the power. Why are you going to Liberty? It's not going to matter. Number two, they get Mike Loxley. And the third game is a team that you beat 2 years ago at home, Clemson. You ever heard of that team, Clemson? Somebody said they won a game recently that was kind of big. Clemson. So the Cuse opens up with Hugh Freeze. Then they go to Mike Loxley. Then they come home and they get Clemson. A team that they probably, is there anybody that could say we probably should have beaten them this year? Other than Syracuse? Alabama, think about this. Alabama right now cannot say, you know what, we should have beat Clemson. But Syracuse can. So Syracuse, you got that going for you. First five games are at Liberty, at Maryland, Clemson home, Western Michigan home, and Holy Cross home. So, Peter, you got that going for you. Josh says, Bill, Luke Fickell greater than Nick Saban. That's not the way you felt in 2011 there, Josh. But I understand. He's updated the resume. Jeff in Chicago has chimed in. He says Bill Dan Mullen's the second best in the league. That is not outrageous to say that. I think if you're going to have that conversation, he belongs in the debate. The Gary Joe Collins says, Bill, my blood is as blue as it can be, but I'm going to be honest here. Tennessee will destroy the entire league this year. Hashtag fact sheet. He's talking basketball. Vols look far and away the best team in the SEC. Now, Kentucky is the next team that's got the ability. But Tennessee is more mature than Kentucky, obviously. Tennessee's got players that have been in the system. They've worked their way up. None of those guys on that Tennessee team were big, big name recruits. Now, they were all good players, don't get me wrong, but not top 50 ranked kids left and right, nothing like that. I saw Jordan Bone play. Now, it was one game, which is not a good amount of time, but I thought he was – I saw a little 5'8 guard who I think is a student manager somewhere take it to him. Now, obviously, Jordan Bone that night really wasn't into it. I get it, but He's a very good player. He's real good. That same night, I saw what ended up being the top-ranked player in America. He was at Innsworth at the time, the freshman, the big 7-foot kid down in Memphis who signed with Memphis, signed with Penny Hardaway, top-ranked player in America. I saw him as a freshman that same night in that game. Now, he wasn't what? He was only about 6'9", and looked like he didn't weigh 200 pounds. He's 7'1", and whatever they list him now, 240, 250, whatever it is. And I had no idea. I remember seeing him thinking, man, that's a long-looking freshman, because he was all a 6'9", but I mean, rail thin at the time. Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch. But Tennessee looks like the team. What's interesting, and I tried to get Catch. I did not hear back from him. I wanted to get Catch on, and I wasn't going to talk all basketball with him. But I was going to ask him, how is it that Rick Barnes pretty much the entire time was thought to be an underachiever at Texas? And kind of looked like he was over the hill. His best days were kind of gone. Gets up to Tennessee and is just brilliant. Now, his resume, other than the stretch run at Texas, has been good. Everywhere he's been, Clemson, Providence, etc. He's been a good coach, so don't get me misunderstood. But epic levels of success at Tennessee. Got to remember now, Tennessee has never been past the Elite Eight. I think they've been to the Elite Eight once. Bruce Pearl got them there. Somebody bean count me there. I don't think they've been to the Elite Eight twice. They've been there once, Bruce Pearl. Never been to the Final Four. Those Ernie and Bernie teams, no. No Final Four. So if they get there this year, that's rarefied air. They've never been there. Now, there's lots of schools never been to the Final Four, but lots of people projecting them. Dan Dockich feels like they're a Final Four team. Feels like they could be a championship team. Saw him on Feinbaum yesterday. So, yeah, that's – now, I know Tennessee won the game in football, but do you know you're in odd times when Kentucky football is better, more successful than Tennessee football, and Tennessee basketball right now in the moment is considered a heavy favorite in the SEC and not Kentucky basketball? You know you're in very rare times when that's the case, right? Let's get a break. I know we need the bottom of the hour, don't we, Charlie? Let's get it right here. Omni Nashville Hotel.
On I-24 West, a crash at Waldron Road, a wreck on Ellington Parkway just past the Douglas Ramp, other wrecks on Harding at I-65 and I-24. We also have slowness on the I-40 Eastern Split and I-65 north of Trinity. Does your body ache? Discover flotation therapy. Visit floatnashville.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 4ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.4ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 4ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked bready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Discover a new level of relaxation at Mokara. It's your chance to revive, rejuvenate, and restore amidst the welcoming tranquility of our award-winning destination spa. We invite you to sample our extensive spa offerings, including massage therapy, facials, body treatments, salon services, and so much more. Experience refined relaxation at Mokara Spa, located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. For an appointment, simply call 615-761-3600.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
So let's hit the reset button a little bit. Jalen Hurts going to Oklahoma. I am glad that he listens to the show for guidance, because that's obviously why he made that decision. Without the guidance of my opinion here, he's lost and doesn't know which school to pick. I openly campaigned for Boomer Sooner there. So I'm taking credit. I'm taking full credit there. He probably, you know, he's from the Houston area. He probably never heard of Oklahoma before the show. Because Oklahoma's name never comes up in Texas. They don't play each other, nothing like that, right? Yeah. Anyways. But he's a Boomer Sooner. I think that's a very good match. Now, am I suggesting that he's going to be Heisman winner number three in a row for them? No, I'm not going that far, but I do think that's a nice plug-in until they get to Spencer Rattler, who's the stud quarterback out of Phoenix that they're getting. That's a nice transition there. Austin Kendall going to West by God. We talked about that a little bit. Nice pickup for Neil Brown. Even though I don't know, of all the players, and I typically know most every player, I don't really know Austin Kendall's game that well. So I can't tell you much about him. I've known him, and I knew where he was on the depth chart there for a long time. So I'm familiar with him. I just don't really know his skill set. I don't know that I've said that about a player in forever on this show, but it's true. Just don't know his skill set all that well. Now, the news was out, and it leaked yesterday, because this was in the works, that Ty Slupoy was going to leave. But the thinking was he would stay at Alabama through recruiting, through February, is it the 3rd, whatever the day the signing day starts. And then after that, he would leave. But it leaked out yesterday, and the word had been that he was going to go to the Browns. That is leaked information. And that was planned. Nick was ready to move on from that too. That was planned. And all this stuff. Now Nick's kind of had a temper tantrum here. And he's going to replenish. Oh, there's news, and I think I retweeted this. It sounds like that Alabama's going to retain Butch Jones, or elevate him, I guess I should say, because he was thought to have joined Maryland, right, as what, assistant head coach and tight ends or whatever they labeled him. I don't know. I know he wanted to stay, but I don't know what they'll give him, running backs, receivers. I doubt they're going to make him the coordinator because Sark's coming back. Which I do not endorse that. Yeah, that's if you want me to be critical of the program formerly known as the Death Star, I'll be critical there. That is not a good idea. Nick's going for a comfort level there and not the best that he can get. Grant says, Bill, is the quarterback carousel season over now? Is there anybody unclaimed? Sounds like Shane Bouchel's out there for Texas. Who was unaccounted for? I'm talking about the known quarterback that we know about. The known quarterbacks that we've seen. Not somebody's backup who's unhappy. Well, Justin Fields is different. But I mean your typical backup. Who are we leaving out here? I think it's pretty much over. Sounds like. Oh, well, wait a minute. James Blackman's out there. He's put his name in the portal. So we've still got remnants of the quarterback portal season. Is that what we're going to name? That's what we're going to name. This is portal season until we get tired of the name portal. That's what we're in right now. So, yeah, there's still a couple out there. If you're Jeremy Pruitt, are you trying to get in on any of these quarterbacks, the couple that are left? Or any of them somebody that you would like? Anyways, interesting news out there. But yeah, with Nick, it's being portrayed by people who just want to cast negative light on Alabama, which there's a lot of people like that. Alabama ticks a lot of people off. But Nick has planned this bloodletting now. Now, I don't know for how long he's had this in mind. But all these moves are not people bailing because they can't stand to be with Nick. And maybe they can't stand to be with him, but it's still a very prosperous venture when you're working there. Rewarding and prosperous. But Nick has had a big-time meltdown with that staff, and very few did he want back. Gaddis, Enos, Lupoy, that group, they were not going to be welcome. At least not in the capacity maybe they wanted to be in. That's the way that went down now. And think about it now. I mean, a lot of these were people who got job upgrades. Obviously, if Maryland calls wants you to be the head coach or Mike Locksley, you got to go. Now, Gaddis was technically out at Alabama before Harbaugh. Now, that's what Gaddis says, before Harbaugh called, like 20 minutes before. But Gaddis missed 2 days of preparation out in California with the team interviewing, too. So that was going on as well at the time. Now, Lupoy was going to go, but we thought that would be after recruiting. Domino effect on recruiting. Think about this now. Does that mean Jeremy Pruitt gets Henry to Otoo? He's a linebacker in Cali, 4-star that's down to Alabama and Tennessee. People are starting to crystal ball Tennessee there, not Alabama. That is an impact-type player for Jeremy Pruitt. Jeremy needs lots of newness, lots of impact players at every position, basically, literally. That's another one for him. Donnell Wright is another one for him. That's yet to commit. So that's part of the domino effect that might exist here because that's a Tosh Loop. Isn't that a Tosh Lupoy recruit? Out in Cali, I would think it is. Now, somebody correct me if I've got that wrong. But that's what I thought. Anyways, we need one more break here before we wrap this thing up. Tomorrow we'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster just around the corner from the Omni. And Brad Powers will be with us, hour number three. I'll be there 7 until 9. Crazy Charlie's got the first hour, 6 until 7. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A driver was trapped inside a vehicle after a rollover crash at the Donelson Pike Shell Station. He's been taken to TriStar Summit with minor injuries. Crashes with injuries also on Donelson at Schwab Elementary School, on Briley West in Whites Creek, and on Charlotte Pike at Lily Valley Way. I-65 north of Trinity and south of Berry Hill are still packed. So is I-40 at the Eastern Split and west of the West.
Right now, you can get a $20 prepaid Visa gift card by mail with the purchase of a Napa Legend Premium battery. Its durability and power make it the obvious choice for people who hate getting stranded by a dead car battery. So pretty much everyone. The Napa Legend Premium battery and $20 back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Limit 2 per household while supplies last. Offer ends 2/28/19.
Nashville, want to save on Medicare Part D copays? Your local Rite Aid now has a Walgreens pharmacy, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Every Walgreens pharmacy, including the one in your local Rite Aid, participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
Nashville is home to great music and great times. Pickers Vodka pays tribute to both and is made right here in Music City. This premium vodka is distilled 11 times from non-GMO corn and gluten-free. Pickers Vodka is available in original, blood orange, pineapple, and blueberry. Stop by your local retailer and pick up a bottle of Pickers Vodka today.
Middle Tennessee. It's Grizz Nation's biggest event of the season. The annual MLK Jr. Celebration Game presented by your Mid-South Ford dealers. Get your tickets to watch the Grizz take on Anthony Davis and the Pelicans Monday at a special 4:30 p.m. tip-off time. Go to Grizzlies.com for details. Then, Grizz Nation. It's time to get tickets and get Memphis. Join Mike Conley and your Grizzlies as they host Kemba Walker and the Hornets Wednesday at 7 p.m. Call 901-888-HOOP or shop Grizzlies.com today.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Showers across Music City today, a high of 61. Showers this evening, low 41. Clouds and sun Friday, high 52. Friday night, mostly cloudy. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
That's a true statement right there. So the Second Oyster tomorrow, just down the street from the Omni. Always happy to be there. Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com will be with us hour number three. If you have basketball gambling questions, he can take those tomorrow. Use the hashtag AskBP, as in Brad Powers. AskBP. Yeah, he's fully immersed in basketball right now, if you need that. Or NFL, because he does the NFL too. He's a college guy at heart, but obviously, if you're in the gambling business, you cannot ignore the big kahuna of the NFL. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Give them a call anytime. I have a vested interest there. And got a lot of people. Matter of fact, I contacted Jeff, too, because his quarterly spray is due this next week. So he's trying to find me a time to get one of our guys by there to get that done. He lives over in the Nolensville area. Nice area, man. That part of town's really booming, Nolensville. Anyway, Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. So Jalen Hurts has found his home. We've got some recruiting still out there. Chris Bogle That's something I brought up earlier. Defensive end down in South Florida, who is verbally committed to Bama but not signed. Does that free him up with all this defensive movement on the staff? Miami or Florida, what happens there with him? Or does he stick with Alabama? Very, very interesting. Yeah, I don't know that Nick, this is a big meltdown, and it's got everybody, it is surprising, because how do you go from an epic season, at least heading to the Clemson game, you lose the game, and now it's a total just get out, get out, get out on that staff. Just left and right, get out. It's almost like they played well this year, but it wasn't due to the assistant coaches. It was basically overcome. They overcame the coaching. Because it's not like it doesn't feel like Nick liked this staff from a on the field coaching point of view. At least the end game, it doesn't seem like he did. Isn't that shocking? What if I would have told you when Alabama's running through this schedule and we're comparing them at least scoring-wise with 95 Nebraska, just dominating everybody in their way? What if I would have abruptly, like mid-October, told you, you know what? I'm going to tell you something here on the show that is going to shock you. Again, Alabama is just destroying everything in their way. And I just abruptly, one day mid-October this past season, say, Nick, I'm just telling you, doesn't like this staff on the field. Nick's not happy. You would have thought I'm the craziest person in the world. Of course, at the time, I didn't know that. And I'm not sure. Look, it's altogether possible. Maybe Nick had not drawn that conclusion yet. Maybe he had. I don't know. I don't know when. That's a good question for Kevin Hagan. When did Nick conclude? Like, if it wasn't just the Clemson game, when did Nick conclude, I've got issues here that I got to fix with the staff? Just saying. Jeff 2 on Twitter says, Bill Black nailed it earlier. Research any of the social media timelines, and you'll see that I'm arguably the harshest critic of Harbaugh. He's underachieved his entire career. Zero natties, zero Super Bowls. Hasn't won a college conference in San Diego. That was D1AA. Yeah, Black, man, he's vicious. Black isn't just critical of Michigan. He's vicious. Chris Lowe points this out here on Twitter. In the last 4 years, Nick Saban has lost 16 assistants. Seven now are now head coaches. In college, four more went on to the NFL. So, again, some of that is not just Nick can't keep anybody. A lot of these guys getting head jobs. Now, this year, one did, Loxley. But overall, bunch of guys. Jeremy Pruitt, Kirby Smart. I mean, we can go on and on. So, I get that. I understand that part of it. But 16. You go down there and you jump in that meat grinder, man. That's not for everybody. Yeah, you better know. Wonder who, now Landry teased us a little bit earlier. Wonder who he was talking about. He said Nick's trying to pull off something with a defensive coordinator that he thinks would be an excellent hire. He doesn't know if Nick can get it done. And he doesn't want to reveal who it is. Wonder who that is. Gosh, I wonder who that is. I mean, usually now I would have in my mind, I would know, okay, this makes sense. I've got no idea who he's talking about there. Not a clue. That's interesting. All right. At Crazy Charlie 615 on Twitter, at Bill Is King as well. Email me, BillIsKing7@gmail.com if you need to. I'll be around all day on Twitter. Tomorrow we'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster down in the area where the Omni is located. So come on by if you happen to be in the area. Lash Bob.